Hanukkah Sameach, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call live from sunny Boca Raton, Florida. I am your host, Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rizi'i, the 27th day of the month of Kislev and the third day of Hanukkah. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorships are available for $100 for one day, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. As always, we greatly appreciate your support. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Avraham Scheinberg of Congregation Rosh Shalom in San Antonio, Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Scheinberg slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim with a nice sizable pause to insert names. And we'll conclude, as always, with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Scheinberg back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Scheinberg.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. I wanted to speak a little bit about today, obviously, Hanukkah. I saw a beautiful idea in Rabbi Bernstein, Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein's book on Hanukkah the other day that I wanted to share. So we know that there was a difference in philosophy between us, the Jewish people, and the Greeks and the Hellenistic Jews about whether or not we both understand how amazing human people are, how amazing the human body is, how amazing we are, our potential. And the Greeks, on a basic level, were happy to stop there and to take that in and to worship that and to think this is amazing. And the Jewish people, of course, know that to say that in itself is amazing is not enough. We have to understand that it's why are we amazing and what does that make us do? And the reason that we are amazing is because we are created in God's image. We have a Tzelem Elokim. It's not enough just to say that there is a human dignity aspect. We have to say even more than that. We have to say that's true, that there is the human dignity aspect, and humans are amazing. But even more than that, we are created in the image of God. We are Tzelem Elokim, and that's what makes us so amazing, is the fact that we somehow, God has made us mirror him on some level and have some of the same things that he's able to do, that we can be creators in this world, and we share some of those things, some of that godliness. And that, of course, makes us also understand that this is a stepping board to worshiping Hashem. This is a stepping board to seeing Hashem around us everywhere, to seeing Hashem in ourselves, to seeing Hashem in others, to seeing Hashem all around, and to understand that there's a creator, and that to enhance our relationship with him, with the creator, because these things are so amazing, because we've been inspired by the Tzelem Elokim, by seeing God's image in humans all around us. And Rabbi Bernstein says that this goes back really to the time that the Jewish people and the Greek people split, Noach to Noach and Noach and his children. So we know that Noach, when he came off of the table, when he came off of the ark, that we know famously that he got inebriated and he was there lying because of something that one of his sons did to him. He was lying there uncovered. And so Noach's two sons, Shem and Yefes, they came and they covered him. And they walked backwards and they showed a lot of dignity in the way that they covered Noach. And they got two different rewards, which is a little bit of an interesting thing. They did the exact same thing. They did it together, in fact. And yet they got two different rewards. Why is that? So one of the rewards ended up being, you can see the psukim over there about Shem and about Yefes. But for that specific action, it says that one reward is that the children of Yefes, which is who eventually become Yavon, eventually became the Greeks, they are going to the Battle of Gog and Magog. They are going to be able to be buried. Their bodies will be able to be buried. And the children of Shem, because of that act, got a reward that we have tzitzis, on our clothing. And that's the Jewish people. And so what is it that differentiated the two acts and that the two rewards would be different? Is because why they did it. That Shem did it. He covered his father because he understands that his father is created in the divine image. And this was an affront to the divine image to have him there uncovered. So he covered his father. Whereas Yefes did it because he understood that there's human dignity aspect here. That a human is amazing and I can't let this human be uncovered, which is, again, something that in and of itself is good. But when you stop there, it's not enough. When you stop there, it's not enough. But that's where he stopped. He says, the human image is so amazing, and I can't let this be uncovered. The human is so awesome, I can't let this be uncovered. And so they did the same exact act of covering. But again, it was for different reasons. And then, therefore, they got different blessings. And the specific reward for that act was different. And it mirrored, of course, why they did the act. The reward is always, the reward is always exactly like why you did it, what you did. Reward always matches that. So here, too, the reward matched that. That Shem, again, who did it because he was covering the divine image, so he got tzitzis, that our clothing is not just covering us because we're human. Our clothing also is a way to, everything is a way to lift up. Everything is a way to, so we wear clothing not, again, only just to cover our bodies, but clothing is a way to uplift ourselves and to uplift the divine image, so we put tzitzis on it. We don't just cover ourselves because we're above animals. We cover ourselves because we're in the divine image, and therefore we'll use that as a vehicle for another mitzvah of tzitzis. Whereas Yefes, what he was doing was because of the human dignity aspect. So he was rewarded for that as well, in that his children, after the battle of Gog and Magog, will be buried. Because that, of course, is the ultimate respect you can pay to a human, is to the body, is to bury it, is to not let it just sit there while it's not alive anymore, but to give it burial. And that was the reward for those actions, and that mirrored their philosophies, and that eventually became a split. That eventually became the story of Hanukkah, why there was such a split between the Greek philosophy and the Jewish philosophy. Again, saying that the Greeks were saying that the human is amazing and we're going to worship the human, we're going to see how amazing the human is. Whereas the Jewish people said the human is amazing, we agree, but that's only because we were created in the divine image. All of us have that divine spark and that divine image in us. It's all around us, and we have to be inspired and uplifted to a better relationship with Hashem, to better service of God because of it, not a lesser service. We'll start now with the Tehillim. We're going to start with Perek Chof, which is chapter 20. Lam natsiach mizmor the David, Yancho Adonai, the Yom Tzara, Yisagevcha, Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeko, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Ve'olotzcha Yadash Nesela, Yitem Lechol Kilvovecha, Ve'chol Atatcha Yimale, Niranina Bishua Secha, Ve'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha. Ata yadati ki yoshia adonai meshicho, ya'aneu mishmei kodsho, b'gviros yesha yimino. Eile v'arechev ve'eile v'asusim v'anachnu b'shem adonai lohinu na'azkir. Heima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamno v'nisaydad. Adonai ha'yishia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom karenu. We'll go now to chapter 23, to Chof Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai Roi Loi Exar, Binois Deshe Yavid Seini, Alme Menuchos Yinahaleni, Navshi Yeshaviv Yancheni Bemagle Tzedek Leman Shemo, Gam Ki Eilich Vigates Almoves, Lo Yir Ara Ki Ato Yimadi, Shift Chomishantecha Hema Yinachamuni, Tarach Lefonai Shulchan Neged Sayeroi, Yishanto Bashemin Reishi Kaisi Revaya, Ach tzei v'chesed yirdufuni kol yemei chayai, V'shafti b'vesa adenai le'ayrech yamim. We'll now go to chapter 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shilam Alois, Esalinai El Helarim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'ima Adonai, Oise Shomayim Va'aretz, Al Yitein Lamut Raglecho, Al Yanum Shemerecho, Ine Lo Yanum Velo Yishon Shemer Yisrael, Adonai Shemerecho, Adonai Tzilcho Al Yad Yiminecho, Yemam HaShemesh Le'akecho, V'yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorecho Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Navshecho, Adonai Yishmor Tzeischo Buecho Me'ata V'Yadolam. Now we'll go to 130, to chapter 130, to Mizmor Kuf Lamed. Shira Malois Mimama Akim Kirosicho Adonai. Adonai Shima Bekoili Tieno Aznecho Kashuvois Lekoil Tachanunai. Ima Voinois Tishmoya Adonai Niyamoid. Ki Imcho Aslicho Leman Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai Kivso Nafshi Velidvarei Echolti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishemrim l'boiker, shemrim l'boiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai chesed v'abei moifedus. V'hu yifdez Yisrael mikol avonosov. We'll say the Mishnah Berach for Cholim now. And I'll pause for people to insert their names. Mishnah Berach Avosinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirapes acholim. Ba'avur shanachlu misbalim ba'avurom b'skarza kodesh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem la'achlimam la'afoisam la'achzikam la'achayoisam v'yishlach lehem erufua shleima mina ha'shamayim l'chol v'reim l'chol gidem b'sog sh'achol yisrael refuas ha'nefesh v'refuas ha'guf hashto ba'ga lo v'zman kariv v'neymar amen. We'll say now Achenu all together. Achenu kol beis Yisrael anasunim batzara v'shivya O imdim bein bayom uvein bayabosho, hamokom yirachim aleihem v'yotzim mitzar lervacho miafela leoiro meshiba legula hashto v'agolo v'zman koriv v'neymar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Scheinberg. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered latova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day, and a happy Hanukkah.